So we've got Jackie Stockdale and Irene Welm. Thank you for coming in for a chat.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, you are here for a specific thing, and we'll get to that very soon. It is called Dark Contrast at Town Hall Gallery in Hawthorne. But let's start with you, Jackie, just a little bit about your background.
Sure.
When did the art bug grab you? We've asked everyone today about when they got their start. So can you sort of pinpoint when you fell in love with art?
I suppose it started when I was quite young, so 16 or so, and I really just went from high school to art school, like mm-hmm. yeah, all the way through. And I remember my lecturer saying, "You'll be 18 by the time you graduate." So I've sort of been doing the same thing ever since, and a few decades later, here I am.
Well, that's a bit of a jump, though. So what kind of sort of education did you do to then sort of create a career then?
Well, I first of all studied at a TAFE college in Wangaratta, northeast Victoria, mm-hmm. and spent 2 years there, and then I studied at the Victorian College of the Arts doing a fine art in painting.
Fantastic. And did you stick with painting or did you try other things out at the time?
I stuck with painting, and then continued that for, the next sort of 15 years.
Fantastic. Well, Irene, let's start with you then. Can you remember exactly when art grabbed you?
Yes, I have probably three different times in my life where that actually happened me. So one was when I was a little girl. My mum had this book of paintings by Dali lying around.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, exactly. If you can imagine the excruciating face, the boobs being pulled, the drawers, all that sort of stuff, the melting clocks. So yep. I was looking at that an awful lot, a lot. And later on it was overseas seeing Van Gogh's The Potato Eaters. Mm-hmm. And the actual kind of, when the penny really dropped was when I naively went to do art and craft, and it was at Melbourne State College. I didn't know it was a teacher's college. Wow. Anyway, here I was doing all art and craft, and anyway, Suzanne Davies, who was doing one of our lecturers at the time, brought in Wendy Stavrianos, and she talked about what it meant to be an artist, and that was when it just hit me totally, that was my calling and that was all I was ever going to do. So, and it's exactly what happened. I just left school, and when I finished, and that was it. I just painted.
Wow. Yeah. And, did it become a career fairly easily because you had that passion, the push?
Well, exactly. It exactly was that. I just kept painting nonstop. You get just part-time work the whole time and just kept painting, looking for shows, artist-run spaces, as we're so lucky to have in Melbourne all those years back in the 80s, 90s, sort of thing. Yeah.
And what do you think the state of Melbourne art is at the moment? Is there a particular sort of thing that's going on that you're noticing in the art world in our city in particular?
I'm noticing, what am I noticing? More about realism mm-hmm. in art mm-hmm. probably would be the strongest pull in Melbourne art that I've seen. Wouldn't you say, Jackie?
Yeah, that's I would say that as well. Like, there's sort of an appreciation of portraiture and also still life. You're getting quite a lot of male artists actually making beautiful flowers, paintings of flowers and whatnot. I think that's taken, that's been like, it's come round again, I think.
Yeah, so there's actually, besides that being the main crux, there is a real diversity going on along the edges. Mm. Abstract art is really, really strong in Melbourne, doesn't get seen much. Mm-hmm. And then, as Jackie just said, those still life, very loose, thick paint, that sort of thing is going on at the same time.
Fantastic. Now, well, let's speak about your particular art form that you work in. Mm. Are you, do you just focus on the one thing, or are you sort of a bit of a broad artist as well?
I started out as an oil painter, but about 4 or 5 years ago, I was in Leipzig in Germany, and I moved to making works on paper. I'm still painting mm-hmm. using gouache. The works are based on paper dolls, if that rings any bells. Hopefully for some people it will, where you cut out bits and pieces, hence the collage reference. So when I'm making the work, it's like a trompe l'oeil. It's not actually me cutting out pieces and sticking things together. I play with Photoshop stuff first, and I'm playing around with ideas, and then I transpose that to paper. So right. that's and so no, I haven't been terribly broad, like doing sculpture or printmaking.
Right,
I've
right.
been a lot of people have tried to entice me, but I seem to be quite single-minded about it.
I love that. Well, Jackie, let's talk about then this exhibition that you're both involved in. So it is called Dark Contrast. So how did you sort of did you apply for this, or were you approached about Dark Contrast?
No, I was luckily approached. And I could really put in any sort of work that I liked. So I'm sort of known, for portraiture in general, but a lot of the way that I assemble my images is that, there's so many sort of different influences. And so I just chose a particular series of work that I have sort of saved or kept very safely for about 17 years. And I said, why don't you show this? They were more than happy to show this particular work because, it's not easy to, in my general practice with my gallery, to show an installation like this.
Right. And how does your work sort of talk to the other pieces in the exhibition, do you feel?
Well, I think, it just has the collaged element, really, I think. There's another installation of sort of, more floating works, and I think there's some relationships with Irene's work too. I think in the even in the tonally, we're both working with black and white imagery, and just the hybrid nature of these sort of hybrid characters, sort of part mythological, if you like, yeah.
That's incredible because thing to everyone out there. This interview came at the last minute, but I just realised I have actually seen your works
right.
and out at the Town Hall Gallery, and they're stark and they're stunning and kind of in your face a little bit. Would you agree with that? They're very dynamic. They're not shrinking violets, let's just say.
Totally. Totally agree.
They're very playful, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a sense of humour underlying a lot of it.
And that's what happens. Like, if you've tried to make collage yourself, you can do all sorts of things that I think you can be quite cheeky with collage.
Right. Well, can you talk about that a little bit more? What kind of freedoms does it give you compared to, a traditional painting potentially?
I think it can be quite immediate. Like, I find... You just got all these things in front of you, and you're moving them around, and then they do a lot of work for you. Like, it's like, oh, that looks good. It's sort of lots of accidental little, what are they called, happy accidents. And it's a very different way of working. It is playful more, and I always find, because I also teach collage, and they say, I don't know what to do next, and I always say, the answer is there in front of you.
You just got to play.
You have
with
to
it.
Just let. You have to sort of. You have to download the subconscious app.
I love
of life.
So, Irene, did you have a lot of happy accidents? But in your sort of digital realm,
is where the accidents do happen. I do follow my instincts quite a lot when I'm doing that. It's. Because I'm thinking about the work is figurative, so I'm thinking about layers of identity, about attitudes and feelings and sexuality or emotional stuff, and I just find images a lot on the internet, a lot of personal images, and that I take myself, and then it's just cut and paste and throwing around, and it can take quite a while, but eventually it's like a puzzle. The things just start to fall into place, and then you get all these really fun relationships happening, or slightly weird or slightly dark.
And were you approached as well for this?
So
obviously the organizer or the curator had you both in mind for your specific perspectives on the art.
That's right.
So how do you feel about the way the artworks talk to each other within the exhibition then?
Well, I guess being that the link being the collage aspect, there was a lot of there's some printmaking there, and weaving, even some weaving and installation, small sort of piece that was made up. I'm trying to remember more about the work and David Rosetsky's prints. So I guess the collage is actually that overarching relationship.
But I think they wanted to also explore artists that work with imagery, you know, collage imagery that does sort of push the medium a little bit more thematically, and
yeah,
and also like using tapestry as collage, like in, you know, just using collage in sort of new ways or different ways.
Well, it is. I can vouch for it myself. It is a dynamic and wonderful sort of way it's all set up as well. It's, yeah. It is a journey as you walk through, and a very impressive one at that. So make sure you check it out. It is running until August 27 at Town Hall Gallery in Hawthorne. It's called Dark Contrast. But how can people get more information about what you're doing, Jackie? Do you have a website about
Yes, my website, jackiestockdale.com. Can have a look and see what's going on.
Wonderful. And Irene?
Also with a website, irenewelm.com, but also on Instagram at irene.welm, W-E-L-L-M. It's a bit of an awkward name. But anyway, yeah, you can just search that out there and see, I guess, a more every day-to-day process going on.
Fabulous. Do check it out, Joy listeners, and also check out the Burundara Council website for Dark Contrast for a bit more information on that. It is a stunning exhibition. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. Big thank you to Jackie Stockdale and Irene Welm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.